Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right. All right, text board. I hear you. I hear you. Joe Beamer with you. It's Friday, the Friday show. Having a little fun. It's been fun all week. And you know what? Let's continue it. All right. So to wrap up, most of you still like the debate format. Some of you don't want to watch the Democrats primary debate, but it seems like all of you know there's a possibility of what happened in 2016 with the questions getting out, that's possible. And I think most of you agree that Tulsi Gabbard is probably correct and that this is going to be rigged. The Democrats will do, and let's not fool ourselves, the Republicans tried it in 2016. And I think the Democrats are going to do exactly what they did in 2016. They have their candidate. A few people said it could very possibly be Biden-Warren as the ticket. Someone said Clinton-Warren as the ticket. And I had to delete the text because I didn't want to stare at it all the way till noon. So I see that. And then I said, are you just a little sick of politics? And I think I got more text on if they were sick of politics than anything else I've done this week. So I understand. It's Friday. Let's switch it up. Let's talk about you being sick of politics. How about when you're sick at work? Everyone seems to be sick this time of year. You're getting your flu shots. But, you know, with the weather going 40 at night, going up to 70 in the middle of the day, it seems like everyone is prone to getting some kind of cold, some kind of illness. And then that person comes to work. Right? And I don't mean to be mean. I don't want to be mean, but we all know that person that when they're sick, they're kind of sloppy sick. You know what I mean? Like they wipe their nose on their sleeve. They blow their nose onto the thinnest tissue you've ever seen and then go right back to typing on the keyboard. I'm sure Tony and I have seen it here. People will wipe their nose and then start playing on the board again. Thank God for the Lysol wipes we have in the control room. So we all know that sloppy sick person. But I want to know when you're sick. What do you do? Do you call in sick? Or are you like this person who has been to work for 27 straight years, not one sick day? Is that you? And is that a good thing? To fight an illness. Now, obviously, we all get a sore throat, all right? We might have a tickle. Our nose might be a little runny, and I mean a little runny, where you have to maybe excuse yourself, go wipe up and come back, but it's not a consistent stream from your nose. And we all, again, we can go back to that one guy. It's just a consistent stream. It's like, you probably should have stayed home today. And it's 10:10, so I think you're all done with breakfast now. I'm sorry if I'm getting too graphic. But we all know the person we've looked at and said, yeah, you should have stayed home today. This is awful. Why are you here? Now I'm going to get sick. And usually that person who's sick is coming in on a Monday or Tuesday. And so all week you just feel sick, even if you're not. We all know who we're talking about. We've all seen that person. So I want to know, when you're sick and have to go to work, do you call in sick? Do you say, hey, you know what? I have a lot of work to get done, but I feel awful. I could have used a worse word, but we have the FCC. I feel awful. I'm going to call in and I'm going to rest up. And when you call in, do you actually rest up or by noon find yourself working, doing what you would have done at work? Also, sorry, texter. Also, do you call in? Do you text in? Is there a new service at your office where you can just go online and click, hey, I'm sick? And do you notice more people all of a sudden are sick? Or more people are more liberal using their sick days because they can easily go online, click the sick button, or text in, hey, I'm sick, and not have to have that interaction where you have to get on the phone with your boss. Hey, I'm really sick. I don't feel like coming in. And when you're sick, what is your company's policy? Do you have to have a doctor's note after so many days? Do you get, how many sick days do you get? 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. You're probably wondering, Joe, why are we talking sick days? What brought all this up? Well, according to Global News up in Canada, an expert says, now these are Canadian experts, they say asking an employee to get a sick note is a public risk. Yes, that is what a doctor, whose last name I cannot pronounce, so just go with the story. A doctor said that the reality of going, getting a quick doctor's visit so you could get that note actually introduces public health risks that you would not have had if you would have just taken the day to sleep off your cold or sleep off your flu. The doctor says requiring sick notes introduces an unnecessary public health risk. If you now have sick people who would have otherwise stayed home, going to doctor's offices, walk in clinics or emergency rooms just to get a note. So the doctor's saying if you go to the doctor already with just a cold, a simple cold, that, you know, after one good day of rest, you'll be good enough to go to work the next day. Well, now you're going to a doctor's office. Now you're going to the hospital where other illnesses, as your body is weakened by the cold, are easier for you to pick up. And it's just an unnecessary health risk. What do you think about that? Say your company doesn't have a sick note policy, but you know the people who take advantage of their sick days. There is that person at the office that never goes a year, or I'm sorry, always make sure their sick days are done by the end of the year. They, oh, so-and-so has 3 sick days left. It's December. I guarantee they use them before December 31st. We all know that person. It's kind of like when you're in high school. There's always the same person at the nurse's office. You know, I think I had a headache maybe 2 or 3 times. I went to get a Tylenol from the doctor, or from the nurse. And it's crazy. The same person that was there my sophomore year when I went to get that Tylenol was there my senior year. You just got the person that they always seem to be sick, right? They're always getting sent home. And I don't mean the person with the allergies that has to go eat their lunch in the nurse's office or has to go get a checkup. I'm talking about the person who just always seems to say they're sick. They never look sick, right? At lunchtime, they seem to be perfectly healthy. But it's math class. So-and-so's definitely in the nurse's office. Now we know that person in the real work environment, right? It's Monday. The Bills had a 4:00 game yesterday. I guarantee so-and-so's sick today. But I want to know when you are really sick. And this is the time of year we all get that cold. We're all just irritated. You wake up with a sore throat. Do you call in sick? Are you the person that, yeah, you know what? I feel like crap. Me being at work is not going to help anybody, and it's going to hurt me more. Or do you work right through it? Do you clean yourself up, maybe take a longer shower, get a whole bag of Halls, which I always have, a bag of cough drops, a bag of Halls. You maybe take a DayQuil, which is not as powerful as a NyQuil, so for me, it's just a waste. And you fight it, you go to work. Well, I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you shouldn't do that when we come back, but I'd love to hear from you. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone, and you can shoot me a text at 3930. Happy Friday, everybody. It is the Friday show with me, Joe Beamer. Hope you're enjoying it. Getting ready for a nice weekend. Beside those rain showers tomorrow morning, should be not only a nice weekend off of work, but a nice weather weekend as well. Hope you'll enjoy it. I know I will. Now, we're talking sick days and taking sick days. Do you fight through it, or do you just go ahead, text in, call in? Does your company have the online forum where you can just easily press the, I won't be at work today? You know, Sandy always talks about if you had a button next to your bed and there were no consequences of you pressing that button and you didn't have to go to work, there were no consequences, you would press that button, go back to bed. How many of us would press that button 4 times a week? I wouldn't. I love coming in. I love hanging out with Tony and Sandy. I love talking to you guys, but how many of you would press that button? He always says. So I want to know from you, what is your personal policy and what is your company's policy? Are you the kind of person, no matter what, I have to go to work today, I will take the Sudafed, I will take the cough drops, but I have to make myself presentable and pour myself into work? Will you take the half day? Or do you just say, you know what? If I go to work, I'm going to be sick for 3 days. If I just call in, take the rest, you know, put everything in the back of my head, just lay down, watch The Price is Right, and sleep through the day, then you know what? By tomorrow, I'll be better. It'll only not only benefit myself, but benefit my company. 803-0930. Let's go to Angelo in Niagara Falls. Angelo, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Angelo, what do you got for us?
Well, I'll just say, when I started my employment, me and another guy, we made a bet. Not a monetary bet, but just a bet. Who's going to last the longest without a sick day? So after the first year, the poor guy came down with the German measles. I still hadn't used the sick day. So I go, you know what? I'm going to see how long I last. I lasted right to retirement 36 years later. And now I'm retired 8 years. I go out every day. And I guess it's the genes. I've never been sick. I know lots of people say that, but
yeah, you're the luckiest person around.
I've never been sick, and what killed me is, I shouldn't use that term, but what killed me is this one manager, I wasn't a manager at the time, he did my appraisal. I look at it, and he gives me a satisfactory for attendance. So he goes, what's wrong? I go, well, I never used the sick day, and you've given me satisfactory. Because you're expected to be here every day. Very understanding.
Well, Angela, that brings up another good point, though, because, you know, back in school, you would get a certificate, and some employees or employers do give out rewards for those who have gone the whole year without a sick day. Do you think that's a detriment? Because some people will then fight whatever they have and come in sick and then risk getting everyone else sick.
Yeah, that's a good point, but, you know, it's based on the person. I worked with people that, like you mentioned earlier, they abuse, like I was a manager, so I look at the schedule on long weekends. I knew who was going to call in sick, or, pardon me, I assumed who was going to call in sick, and I bring in extra people. This one Saturday, I brought in 3 people above the schedule because I expected 3 people to call in sick. 4 people called in sick.
You could never get it right.
Never.
Well, Angelo, thank you so much for the call, and I hope your clean bill of health continues.
Oh, I appreciate that, and same to you.
All right, thank you. Angelo in Niagara Falls opens up the line for you at 803-0930. October 11th, a lot of us are starting to get sick. Know someone who's sick, or maybe some of us have already fought off being sick. I had a slight cold last week. Now, I wouldn't say that was call-in sick worthy. I wasn't repeatedly wiping my nose. I did have a little bit of a cough and a sore throat, but nothing that I couldn't contain to myself. So, 5 reasons to kick your sick day guilt from U.S. News, World Report, whatever that magazine's called. Number one, remember this. When considering if you're going to be If you're going to call in, take the day off for your own health, you may infect colleagues, clients, and customers. So remember, you're sick, you feel awful, you look in the mirror, you look awful. I'm sorry, I have to be honest, you look awful. Remember, you go into work, you might think you're doing a good job. Hey, I'm not leaving anyone out, my boss will be happy. But then you get everyone around you sick. And then everyone's going to remember, oh, yeah, Dennis came in, sick as a dog, and he got the rest of us sick. You know, it's you know, we got a long weekend coming up. Columbus Day is Monday. Dennis decided to be the hero, come in Wednesday, sick. He's coughing all over the place. Now I'm sick for the long weekend. I don't think anyone will like that. Also, number two, Your productivity suffers. Well, we all know that, right? Let's be honest. You want to look good on your attendance, as Angelo said. You get that award. Some employers give away awards or put you in for a raffle if you haven't been sick all year. But you know when you're at work fighting a cold, fighting the flu, you're not as productive as if you were healthy. You were fully fine, like I am today. I think I said it last Friday. My voice was awful last Friday. I had just gotten over a cold. Now, to that point, I wasn't still sick, but I wasn't as productive last Wednesday and Thursday because I was, you know, fighting a cold. I was taking the Sudafed. And there's certain strands of Sudafed. Here's what I don't like. All right, you're sick. It's 10 at night. All right, you've worked a long day. You went home. You took a nap. You wake up. You're like, all right, before I go back to bed, I got to get something to fight this cold. For me, it's Aleve Cold and Sinus. I swear by it. It does the trick. It's quick acting. It's long lasting. It's all the good stuff. So I go to the supermarket that's right behind my apartment, and I go and get the little Advil card. I take it up to the one register that's still open. And they tell me, oh, yeah, you can't get that after the pharmacy closes. Really? You're a 24-hour store. So now I have to wait till the pharmacy opens. So I put the card back, say, you know what? There's a pharmacy across the street. I'm going to go there. I go there. I get their little version of the card. I walk it up. The pharmacy closes at 9. How do you call yourself a pharmacy? CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, your whole business, you're the pharmacy. If your department is open, your pharmacy should be open. I shouldn't walk into Walgreens and say, I wonder if the pharmacy's open. It's not 1995 where I have some film I want to get developed in an hour. I'm sick. We live in New York State, so I can't get this over the counter. I have to give you this card because I might do something with it. If you're going to be a pharmacy, either you close the whole department at 9 o'clock or keep the pharmacy open till 11. You can't keep the pharmacy open till 11. Do you know how annoyed I was? Because then the real reality is, all right, I'm going to get this cheap $5 decongestant. So maybe I feel half better. Go to sleep, use that in the morning. And then finally, when I get out of work at noon, I can go to that pharmacy or that supermarket and finally get the medicine I wanted 15 hours ago. That is so annoying. I know that's not the topic, but that is beyond annoying. You advertise yourself as a 24-hour store. Everything in that store should be 24 hours. If I want a birthday cake at 3 in the morning, there is a pre-made birthday cake outside of the bakery. But if I want Advil Cold and Sinus in the middle of cold and sinus season, no, you have to wait till 9 o'clock when our pharmacist gets back in. That's ridiculous. All right, 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. How do you handle a sick day? Do you call in? Do you work through it? Do you know that one person that annoys everyone that comes into work sick? They're the sloppiest sick you can. When they have a cold, you know it. They advertise it very well. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. You can shoot me a text at 3930. We'll get to calls after this. It's Joe Beamer on Friday.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back with you, talking about getting sick and what do you do once you're sick? What's your company's policy? Do you have sick days? I know some companies out there, you have personal days and sick days, and that can either be the best thing or the worst thing, right? Because when you're not sick and you can take them as a personal instead, oh, that's great. Look at all this free time I have. But when you're sick, then it's, oh, well, I'll get one personal day, but I could barely get out of bed. I had to use those other 3 days. One more thing on my rant, and then I promise my rant on not getting my Advil cold and sinus. What's going on with all the grocery store chains in the area no longer being 24 hours? I mean, as someone who is at work before 5 o'clock, it was very convenient to be able to, as we all know with the carrot incident, it was very convenient to be able to go and hit up the grocery store before coming to work. But now, like, I have to remember that the night before. And most of the time I do, but come on, we've all had that day where nothing was going right, and the next morning, all right, you know what, I'll just pick up what I need at the store. Now, both grocery stores by Intercom Buffalo close at 1. There's no more 24 hours. I just don't get it. I don't understand that. It's grocery store square here. There's like 8 grocery stores within 2-mile radius, and not one is 24 hours. All right, I'm done. Rant over for now. 803-0930. When you're sick, what do you do? Well, here's a guy I don't think ever gets sick. Terry in Texas. Terry.
Morning. Hey, I think I heard AOC say that 24-hour grocery stores contribute to climate change, so that's probably your problem.
Oh, darn.
That's what I heard. On the topic of being sick, I learn something as I get older, is calling in sick, if you don't have sick days to use, leads to smaller paychecks. So, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn here. I'm just trying to make a point. My hourly rate is fairly decent. So when I'm debating calling in sick, whether I'm sick or not, which 90% of the time that I call in sick, I'm not sick. But, you know, everybody needs like a day to just kind of chill, especially when you work. You know, I work a lot. So I have to debate what I'm going to lose for that day. How much money am I going to lose by not going to work versus what I plan on doing that day? And if the monetary gain is less than the amount of fun that I'm going to have, I'll call in sick. And when I call in sick, assuming that I'm, you know, quote unquote sick, I try to be as graphic as possible just so I don't get asked any questions at all. And I'm a professional at it by this point. So I go right to, you know, things that make my employer go, nah, I don't even want to know, man, just get better.
That seems the way to go, right? You start getting graphic, and then instead of making you feel guilty, they're like, all right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I don't do the fake cough thing or nothing like that. I'll call like I'm talking to you right now and be like, look, man, this is the deal. But now the company that I'm at, I could just shoot an email, and, you know, there's really no resistance to it. But, I mean, kind of is what it is.
Let me ask you, Terry, do you find yourself being more lenient when wanting a day off, now that you don't have to communicate verbally with anyone?
No, I still don't do it. I mean, like the last caller said, I think, you know, I really don't get sick that much. I have been, you know, like a month ago, I think, for like 3 weeks, man, I was sick, and I kept telling my employer that I was going to go to, you know, see my doctor or do whatever, I get like a Z-Pack or whatever they call it, but I just never made it. It finally went away. Because, like I said, I look at the money, because I'm thinking about my check at the end of the week, and I'm like, I'll just go. Because, I mean, truth be told, man, you know, some of my days are hard, but 99.9% of them, I'm driving. I feel like I get paid to listen to WBEN some days, you know what I mean? And so,
seems like a great job.
It's not too bad, man. It's got some perks. Get the call, talk to all you fancy hosts up there. But, you know, I'm not digging ditches or breaking my neck, or, you know, sometimes I rub dirt on myself to make it look, so my wife will feel bad for me, like think like I had a hard day, but mostly I'm cool. But yeah, I mean, sick days, you know, I work by myself, again, 99.9% of the time. So I don't have to worry about somebody getting me sick or me getting them sick or any of that stuff. So I got to really be like down and out for me to legitimately call in sick and say, hey man, I just can't do it today.
Now, Terry, before I let you go, because at 11 o'clock, I think we're going to talk Halloween candy. So I want to know, what is your Halloween candy of choice?
Nerds, man. I'll steal nerds out of any kid's bag that's in my house.
What do you guys hand out at your house?
We go for the better stuff. We try not to be those people that, you know, give out the cheap stuff. So we like to hit the kids up. You know, every random kid with the best costume in their little group gets full size candy bars, and then, you know, Snickers, Kit Kats, things that we think are a little bit better than just, you know, what are those little cones? Little orange cones are nasty.
Oh, candy corn.
Yeah, that garbage.
Oh,
none of that stuff.
Candy corn and those pumpkins are disgusting.
Yeah, those. And then, like, when people make homemade stuff, don't do that, especially this day and age. You don't want to do that.
No. But you know what? The dentist that used to give me a thing of toothpaste and a toothbrush, I hope they're still doing that. That was my favorite without knowing it was my favorite.
A toothbrush and toothpaste. My wife, she's involved in the dental industry, I'll just say that. And she's come up with that a couple of times, but we try not to do it. She's cool. My wife loves Halloween, man, so my whole house is like, we got all kind of stuff going on there, like bodies hanging from the gutter and, you know, spiders. And
oh, wow, you do it up.
Yeah, she loves it, man. I get a kick out of watching her. You know, that's her thing. My thing is Christmas. So I was telling Tony right now, it's 36 degrees here, man, and I'm just getting fired up because I love the fall weather. Reminds me of Buffalo, lets me know Thanksgiving and Christmas is coming. And you know them Bills coming to Texas to whoop on the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. I'm trying to get to that game.
Wait, it's 36 right now?
36 degrees right now where I'm at.
Wow. It's going to be 71 here today.
I think y'all going to beat us. We're going to be around like 61 degrees. I got my first thermal on of the year. Feeling myself and in a great mood just because couldn't wait for the cold to get here. Now if we could just get some snow, I'd be all at home.
All right. Hey, Terry, thank you for the call. You have a great weekend.
You too, brother.
All right. Terry in Texas opening up a line for you, talking sick days at 39:30. Joe, I got an attendance award and everyone said I was a jerk. So guess what? I made sure I didn't get that award anymore. That's a way to do it. But I want to know, do you call in sick? Do you text in sick? Maybe like Terry, you email. Does your company have one of those portals you can open up at home and just click, hey, I'm sick today? And are you a person that takes advantage of sick days? It's December. You haven't been sick all year. You have those 3 days sitting there. Do you still take them, even if you're not sick? And what is your company's policy? Do you have to go get a note from your doctor after a certain number of days? Have you ever actually had to go and get the note because you were out that number of days? And what is your personal policy? How sick do you have to be? This time of year, we've all got a little bit of a cold. But how much of that cold, how much does it affect you? Do you look in the mirror, you see you're red in the face, you're teary-eyed from your cold, and you say, yep, I'm calling in. Or does it not matter? You are going to go to work no matter what. You'll stay contained to your own little desk. But you have to go to work. You must get to work. Or are you like this person? Did you used to go to work all the time? You got that attendance award. Everyone called you a jerk. So you make sure, you know what? When I'm a little bit sick, I'm going to take that day. I don't want to be called a jerk anymore. 803-0930. We'll take your calls after this. Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN, talking sick days and how do you handle those sick days. Let's go to Mary in Lancaster. Mary, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Morning. It's been a long time since I was working, but back in the day, you called in, you know, where I worked, and you called in. But Sandy used to have a little every once in a while about when you call in sick. Back then, if people called in, Sandy used to ask how you can really fake it, like, you know, really act it out, like I'm really coughing and choking and all this stuff. But today, it's like a blessing and a curse. You have those cell phones with the where you can see. If you call in, you have to really look the part now, too. If your boss is looking at you saying, you don't look sick, you know, that would be the, you know, the thing, you know, like one thing that, you know, somebody can actually see you and say, are you really sick, you know, or what's going on? But that was one of the things that people used to do. You could fake it easier. I didn't. I worked for 40 years, and I didn't miss too many days, but when I did, it was really sick.
I was going to ask, Barry, now, when you were working, what was What would if you were sick? What were the qualifiers for you calling off, and what were the non-qualifiers? What would you say? Okay, I might be sick, but I can at least do blank, so I'll go to work.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I worked in a food company, and I worked in a lab. So if you were putting more harm to your fellow employees. If you called in sick and you were working in a lab, you're working with food, you're testing food and stuff like that. So, you don't go in because you're going to not only contaminate your fellow workers, but you're also going to maybe possibly do some damage to the stuff the product you're working on. So that was a danger too. It was just rich products, but it was food processing and stuff like that. And we worked in a research lab, so. You don't go messing around with, you don't want to contaminate your fellow workers.
Well, for sure, Mary. Hey, well, thank you so much for the call, and have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Mary in Lancaster, opening up a line for you. Let's go to Ken in Allentown. Ken, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. I'm visually impaired. Been, I can see a little. I could see a lot better years ago, but I ran the little stores that the blind have in some of the public buildings and stuff downtown.
Okay.
A little store, newsstand, coffee shop, whatever you might call it. Like I was at Roswell, I was at the Rath Building, Police Headquarters, stuff like that. And most of that is self-employed. So when you're sick, if you don't have employees because you're a one-man shop, you go to work. And for most of my life, that was the case. The last 5 years I worked for a guy at the Rath Building and had one of the stores. And, he depended on me to be there also. So, as far as taking off, if you're sick, you really had to be sick. And, if you didn't show up, you were leaving somebody, kind of stranded.
Right. It seems like now, there are people who they don't feel guilty. They could be feeling just fine. Like, hey, I need a day off. And they never think, hey, I may be leaving someone else to do double the work who really might not be feeling good.
Oh, yeah. What we did is at the Rath Building, you had people working there. A lot of people that we took care of would come to work sick. Some were a little sick, some were very sick. And you're selling them, baked goods or whatever, coffee and stuff. So you're touching their hand, taking their money, giving them change, and sometimes people are coughing and whatever. And it's like, how sometimes people want to lick their finger and touch their money.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad too. But yeah, let me tell you, for the 36 years I did this stuff, I had a lot of fun wherever I was. I'm a clown, or a jackass, whichever. But it was fun. It was hard work, but it taught you to be extremely responsible and thoughtful of others, as far as all that goes.
All right. Well, hey, Ken, thank you so much for the call. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Joe.
All right. Let's go right down the line to Daryl in Medina. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. You mentioned the thing about the two chain stores or whatever, not being able to get the...
Yes.
Go to either... You got a Dollar General anywhere near you?
Not on the way to work, but I do have one right down the street from me, yes.
Go to Dollar General, because you can still get Rexall products in there. They're not... And there is some name brand stuff. I couldn't tell you, but if you ever get caught in that situation again, try there. And if worse comes to worse, you can always try the Dollar Store. Because they've got some stuff if you get caught. I can't wrap my head around that. Because that's off. The stuff you're talking about is off the shelf.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, yeah. They want to make you bring the card, and then you can only go when that particular part of the store is open. Daryl, what do you think about sick days?
No, you're taking me back to the worst, the hardest place that had a lost time policy was when I worked for a chemical company near me. I ain't going to say the name. They used to have a rash of guys that liked to take time off. Well, then they instituted this lost time policy that was really tough. Well, it actually, in a way, it actually hurt them, because you got somebody who's really sick, but they had a point system in that. If you took too many days off, you could get fired. And it was a double-edged sword.
Oh, yeah.
I understand why, I perfectly understood why they had it. But then you had the ones that, if given any opportunity, would, abuse it. I had one guy that followed me when I was doing, we had this three-shift deal. Well, it was actually a seven-day schedule. And this guy, every payday, he would pull it, and I would get stuck having to stay 4 hours because he didn't come into work.
Oh, Daryl, hate when that happens. Hey, Daryl, thank you so much for the call. You have a great weekend. Hey, when we come back, the great Halloween candy debate. Give us a call, 803-0930. But right now, your chance at $1,000. The 11 a.m. cash code is EVENT, EVENT, text EVENT to 72881, you could win $1,000.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.